Hello,
Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am Natalie Nenten and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Christopher Lobato?
That's me.
And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I do.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track in general?
What kind of things?
In general, the economy, the affordable
like the
housing, the
heat?
Crime. Hello?
It's generally not bad, I guess.
Okay, we're going in the right direction. Is that correct?
Yes.
And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
85.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll call it good.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. And you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And the first option is more affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5?
That would be a 5.
More dining and entertainment options. From 1 to 5?
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
Better
2.
Street and road maintenance? Or 2, okay. And the next one, better street and road maintenance?
4.
Better public transportation options? From 1 to 5?
1.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
5. More good paying jobs from 1 to 5?
5.
And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
And will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I guess the right amount.
And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a short list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each, please tell me yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
And do you strongly or somewhat want to see more?
Strongly.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Definitely more. Strongly more.
And, yes, strongly. Grocery stores and supermarkets? Somewhat or no? Or
yes,
strongly.
Somewhat more.
Okay. And home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strongly more.
Strongly or somewhat. Okay, strongly, yes. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavin?
Restaurants and movie theaters.
Okay. Let me record that very fast. And now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Latvia? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It is a very big problem.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Latvia? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. A very big problem, fairly big, moderate, slight, or not a problem at all?
I'm not sure about the abundance of availability, but I know the prices are too high, so I'd just say a problem, I guess.
Okay, but just based on what you know, what do you think? It's a slight problem, moderate, fairly, or very big?
Probably a very big problem, just like the prices.
Okay, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your help. We're 75%. We're almost done. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. And please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Labin. The first one, single-family detached homes. Yes, strongly,
yes.
Somewhat, or no?
Strongly, yes.
Townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Less.
No, or just somewhat?
No.
No. And housing options for seniors?
No.
No. Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 10, less than 20.
11 to 20, is that okay?
Yeah.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I currently rent.
And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin. And please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Somewhat favor and somewhat oppose.
Somewhat. Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose,
somewhat,
or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I favor somewhat.
Okay, somewhat favor. And the last three, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly favor.
And the last two, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favor. Somewhat favor or somewhat opposed? Sorry.
Somewhat favor.
Favor. And the last one, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
No.
Strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Yeah, somewhat opposed is fine.
Somewhat opposed. And the last three questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year or the highest level? What are you asking?
I mean, like, 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or?
Oh, I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Is less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
A lot more than $125,000.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
You're not going to ask me about Republican or Democrat? Because that's what I thought this was about. Come on, man, you're killing me.
I'm sorry, I need to read verbatim, but maybe in another survey. But thank you so much for your help, sir. And have a great night. Thank you for your help. Your opinion is very important for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.